This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
As always, Nick Acosta starts the show. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk 830, WCCO on this warm Friday afternoon. Let's start with our phones. How much are our phones really listening to us? And give me examples where you find it troubling. Because I have one right now. So the other day, in a group text chat with good friends, and we're having fun, but things that have happened and commenting on this business we all know very well. And we're talking about good things about this business and bad things about this business, Dave, including this one individual who I'd never heard of, but was making life difficult for a very good friend of mine.
Jason DeRussia.
No, I would encourage someone to make it difficult.
No, I meant he was the one making it difficult.
No, not him.
Okay.
Not him. And I happened to be somewhere with this gentleman, and I saw some of this buffoonery on display, and I might have had a little fun at his expense because it bugged me to no end what he was doing to a friend of mine. I forgot the guy's name because this happened quite a long time ago. And it came up on the text. I went, okay. The next day, I'm on the Instagram. I love the Instagram. Are you on the Instagram now? You got your password. You just don't want to participate. Let's see some pictures of your beautiful daughters.
No, I never post the kids online.
Yeah.
Never.
Are you hiding them? Are they in the basement somewhere? Or?
No, it's my...
Do they not exist? Are these folks, these beautiful cherubic children that I see out at the fair, are they fake actors?
No, they are for real. I just prefer to not put their pictures online without their consent. I'll let them make their own online decisions when
that's
that
fair.
Comes.
It's very fair. Next thing I know, I'm perusing the gram. You go the gram, you go Insta, you go Instagram. What do you go with?
I usually go with the gram.
The gram. Perusing the gram. This guy's name comes up there. He only came up in a text. Only in a text.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you know, when you're clicking, and I'm not following this person.
Nope.
In any way. And then, you know, you're going from this person to that person, and all of a sudden, people you might want to follow, or however it's phrased.
Yep.
That guy's right there.
Boom. There he is.
How far are our phones going? Because we've talked about this before. There are many examples where I'm walking from one side of the rough to the other side of the rough, and shaking my head on the golf course, and my phone's in the bag, and we might be talking about something, maybe a business, and all of a sudden I'm inundated with ads from that business.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't Google the business. I didn't, what is Eli's, Grok? I didn't Grok the business.
You didn't Bing the business?
I didn't Bing it. I didn't AOL it.
Did you ask Jeeves the business?
I didn't ask Jeeves about it. I didn't ask Jeeves to punch it in. And all of a sudden, it's right there. And, I mean, my phone is on, but I haven't held it up to my face. I haven't punched in the code. But, again, it is listening. This one, to me, is crazy town. A texting threat. Not on Signal, by the way. I was not talking about the Houthis. But we were talking pro and con about various things. And this person's in a text.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, that person pops up on my Instagram. Explain this to me, Tim Apple.
I think it's very easy to explain, Chad. You typed it into your phone. And that
No, I didn't. No, I did not.
Well, it's in the thread. So did you speak it into your phone?
I did not. Somebody else did. Someone else in this thread with three very good friends of mine, where, to quote my friend PA, we talk and text more than people know. And this thread's been going on forever.
The point is, it was written in your phone.
Yeah.
On a text chain.
Yeah.
But it was written, boom, it was there. That annoys me less than, like you said, you're just talking about, you know, Bob's business, Bob's plumbing business, and all of a sudden you're on whatever social media or on Google, and every ad you get for the next 3 days is for Bob's plumbing. It bugs me more when the phone is just listening to your conversation than if something were to be typed into your phone, even if it's on a text, even if it's by somebody else, but it's coming through your phone. At least I feel like the phone...
Wait a second. You're okay with...
I didn't say I'm okay.
...in a thread...
I said it bugs me less.
Let's see. How unique is the name? Not that unique. I'll tell you off air. I'm not going to say on air. And that person... I'm sure there are others in this country outside of this person who have that name. Guaranteed. There may be more in the state. And also, that person's on the gram right in front of my face...
Not saying I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
But I'm more okay with that.
Why don't I just give you my phone and you can go through everything?
Oh, that would be great. Could you?
Not that fascinating.
Could you give me your bank account details?
I'm not going to give you that, though.
Are they saved in your phone?
That's not that fascinating.
As long as they're saved, I can get to them.
Okay. Tell me, because everybody has these stories. Do you have this one? Where all of a sudden you're just one person texting exchange, or it's multiple people and someone's name comes up, and then that person's name, by the way, mentioned one time. And all of a sudden, you know, I don't know, because there are plenty of sites you can go to where people you might know, right, where they're encouraging you to interact, build it up,
yes,
build up your algorithm more, build up the platform.
All your socials will have that.
All of them in various phrasing. This person, I didn't remember this person's name at all because it was just something years and years ago. And by the way, if you have trouble with this person, you need to change your life dramatically. I'll just say it that way. Dramatically. And also, this person's there popping up.
Oh, if they're such a great person, why weren't you friends with them already?
No, this person not great.
I'm very confused.
This person not great. The person who this person is making the life harder is great. And I went to this person's defense because I don't like when people pick on my friends. You know, it was me defending someone who I wholly believe in.
You'd rather pick on us by yourself. I get it.
I'd rather do that. Your phone experiences where you're looking at something or something happens, you're like, what the bleep? How is this? And our guy Joe, who I thought of Joe Freeberg again the other day, how much fun we would be having with Joe on all this legal stuff with Trump, the Signal app, the on and off air conversations, he would be amazing during this time. Just amazing. No, it's not amazing right now. I see the market's down 733 points. Donald's talking right now because the inflation numbers were bad. The tariff, initially, it may work in the long run, okay? But right now, the tariffs are a failure. And normally when he goes on, he becomes the cooler. So good luck to the market over the next 5, 10, 15 minutes, as long as he talks. I will not be looking at that part of the portfolio right now because I don't need to cry on the radio. Your phone listening to you. Your concern level, your stories, or have you just given up? As Joe Freeberg said, I don't know, maybe a decade ago or so on this show, give up on privacy. It's over. It's ended. 651-461-9226. I want to talk Stretch Lab. I want to talk about you feeling better about yourself mentally and physically. I could be talking to somebody who has the Friday off, and they're listening to our station, and they're younger. They're in their 20s, okay? And they're a runner. They play tennis. They golf, whatever it might be, and they want to feel better. They want to stay ahead of it. They're a golfer like me, and they wouldn't mind waking up, maybe feeling a little more flexibility. Maybe that's 7 hours instead of going 165, 170. Goes 175. Or maybe instead of it going 140, it goes 150. Maybe you're somebody in your 70s, and that arthritis is kicking your butt, or that frozen shoulder's not good. Stretch Lab is where you can go to help you. Stretch Lab is the place. Customer, I've been there for 7 years, 11 locations. Trained specialist, not just walking in and saying, okay, I'm going to stretch you. No, for weeks and months, they are trained and understand the core principles and also understand they have to work with you in particular. Check them out. Best way to do it, stretchlab.com. And because you've heard this spot, tell them about it. Half off your first stretch. 25 and 50-minute stretches available. Stretchlab.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with bolt cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Dave Harrigan picks out the bumper music theme every day on this show. He's now going to explain to us today's bumper music theme. I'm enjoying this tune, by the way.
Yeah, Curtis Mayfield, a little Motown, Tripping Out is the
Curtis,
tune.
Yeah.
Any ideas?
What Adam Carter is doing right now after mailing it in?
Well, there's no question that's happening.
Yeah.
But no, that is not the theme today. The theme is Tripping.
I got it.
Ode to Minnesota sports fans who have been dealing with this for decade after decade.
They're out to get us.
The insults from the referees who refused to call anything, as blatant as that was last night for
Gopher. That was hockey. Egregious, though, right?
That was
okay. We'll get back to the phone situation.
Really
second.
Awful.
I was in and out because it was a good night to click. But at the end, the Gopher player, I'm forgetting his name right now, the defenseman, right in center ice, is clearly tripped. No doubt about it. I didn't hear Wally Shaver live, but I did see that clip. And Wally, who loves to complain about officials about as much as anyone, and it was his final goodbye.
Yeah.
It was a good way to go out in the sense of that part of his call. It would be better for him to go out if they win the title, obviously.
Certainly.
Wally's been calling games forever. They got screwed on that one.
Chesley was the kid's name.
Yeah, they get screwed. Now, could they have done other things early in the game? Sure. Absolutely. You don't have to blow a two-goal lead, but you had another goal that was dubious on a non-call. Then you had the confusion on how much time you have for the goalie. And
the pad situation, yeah.
I mean, he doesn't get an hour, but it would seem like you'd give the guy 3-4 minutes to resolve that. But, yeah, Gopher hockey and weird things in postseason, it's like every other year something really strange happens.
Yes, it's true.
Right? Including a couple of years ago, I still can't get over how many stars they had on that team that lost in the championship game.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems impossible that they haven't won. But, yeah, that will lead to more of they're out to get us.
It's because they are.
They are out to get us. We're talking about phones and listening to us. Now, somebody says, Chad, check your microphone on your phone. You need to shut it off. The microphone on my phone, I need to shut that off? I don't think it's on.
Do you ever voice text?
I hardly ever voice text. Kathleen voice text. I mean, seriously. You know what? I now think voice texts need to be banned.
I'm mostly with you.
Shill voice text. Thank you. Hello. I'm like, just type hello. What are you doing?
Well, I would prefer voice texting the thank you or hello to, you know, a few sentences than when you have no punctuation, 7 words are misspelled or misheard.
Yeah.
And you have to send it back. Do that again. Do better.
I will multiple times when she's in the middle of this start screaming expletives just to throw the whole thing off. By the way, I hate you. You know, and then just start over again. You know, by the way, you're not allowed to do this in public also. You know, if you're, you know, many things in a restaurant or somewhere where, you know, having a loud conversation, but like texting, hello, Dave, how are you, period, smiley face? Is life good? Emoji happy? I mean, get out of here. Use your fingers.
I'm with you.
You know, let's go. A number of people saying your phone was near his. No, again, the story. I'm talking with multiple good friends about this individual. I forgot the person's name completely. They remind me. And then this person, who is just in a text thread, I've never sought him out or anything, pops up on the gram. That is strange. The texter says, this is ultra creepy. I agree. More stories. During an election season, I watched on TV an interview of a candidate in Alaska. Remarked to my husband, I like her. 10 minutes later, I received a solicitation for campaign funds for her.
That's just coincidence.
That's way too far. Right?
Yeah.
Just give up all our passwords. Give up everything. Here you go.
Oh, all our passwords are gone now. How often do you get a breach notice in the mail or an email? I mean, you get 6 a year, right?
Yeah.
You know, some bad actors were in our system 8 months ago. They stole everything. Good luck to you.
Really interesting. Like you, I talk out loud to myself quite often. Yeah, proud of it. You do too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how people don't talk out loud to themselves. Makes the day better.
Yes. Helps the time pass.
Does. Back to this text. I worry about my phone hearing my wishes for a certain group of people at this time in our country. I always end up with a loud conversation with I don't really want anything bad to happen to them. Yeah, we were talking about maybe a business that we're not real pleased with right now. Dave Harrigan, the two of us.
Yeah.
And Our phone, we both had our phones with us.
We're in, sorry.
I mean, do we now have to have all our conversations with our phone locked up somewhere else before it doesn't come back to us?
I think so.
Man, oh man. Hey, a buddy of mine who I wondered where he was working. Somebody just shared where he's working now. I like to hear that. That's good. And it's actually more convenient. Well, I don't even know if it's more convenient for me. But yeah, if I can get messages that somehow help my personal life here through a text at 651-461-9226, why not?
That's always nice.
Why not? I'm still waiting for, hi, I'm a Cypress Point member. Hi, I'm a Seminole member. Hi, I'm an Augusta member. We'd like to have you out. I'm available.
You may have to wait a little longer on that. But now that your phone has heard you say that,
yeah,
perhaps you'll be getting a special offer in your mail soon.
That would be great. My phone does weird things whenever I'm talking to my daughter, Siri. Now, that's probably a bit. Maybe not. But that'd be tough.
Be Siri? To be Alexa?
Yeah.
To be a caveman named Grok?
Have those names, Siri and Alexa, plummeted? Because people thought ahead, and they just didn't want to face this torment.
Yeah. I wonder if right when they were introduced, you know, as it was called Siri, it was called Alexa. I wonder if they popped up because everybody heard those names. Oh, that's a great name. I like that. Well, let's name our kid. And then, you know, 6 months later, after the kid is, finally starting to start crawling, we've made a serious mistake.
Yes. How often do people a year in realize, God, we blew it on this name, and then change the name?
There was a story about that a week or two ago. Might have been a day you were off. More than you think.
Really?
About parents who absolutely regret the name they gave their children. Yes.
Very interesting.
I know you feel that with Hunter.
Wow. Wow.
Well, you've said it.
Wow. We're going to bear wrestle. During the break. Major Garrett next on CCO.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.